Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already July 11th and 12th, depending on when you're listening to this. Of course, July 11th on Saturday, July 12th on Sunday. The Independence Day holiday has come and gone. Some great road racing over the July 4th weekend, starting on Friday, July 3rd. John Mortimer's group, Millennium Running, put on a Friday night race down Derryfield. You first did a 5K, and then a few of us then did the mile. You're actually going down the hill, so there's some incredible times, not from yours truly, but from the elite runners. But, of course, none of them are sanctioned results because you're going downhill. So it was fun. Of course, it's always good to take a pause and remember what Independence Day is about. There's a lot of fun activity, cookouts, great family activity. All that's great, but, of course, we're lucky to live in the great country that we do in the United States. On the Affordable Care Act front, the Burwell decision is in, which means that the 6 million people or so across the country who have purchased medical insurance through a public exchange through healthcare.gov, which was the federal software, which was really the question that the Supreme Court was answering, that was validated, so those people can continue with their coverage and still have their subsidies. The question before the court was, the plain language, a very narrow reading of the law would lead you to believe that it had to be a quote-unquote state-based exchange like we have in Vermont. But what the judges ruled 5-3 or 6-3 was that if you read the Affordable Care Act in its entirety, it should not be narrowly interpreted. And so those states like New Hampshire and about 35 other states that adopted healthcare.gov, in our state, those thousands of people in New Hampshire will still get their tax subsidy. On the oral health front, it really wouldn't have affected us because the dental premium at about $35 a month really wouldn't have fit into the tax subsidy. But who knows, if the Supreme Court had ruled the other way, who knows what would have been the future of the Affordable Care Act. But it's here to stay, and I keep telling people that take the Jim Collins approach, which is the reality, whether people like the Affordable Care Act or not, it's here, deal with it. That's what we did at Northeast Delta Dental, and it's ended up being a good thing for oral health and our mission. If you're interested in that, you can find out more about it in my book called There Are No Do-Overs, which you can pick up at Gibson's. Now, another one of our strategies is getting really involved with the community, and one of the reasons why we have Northeast Delta Dental Radio is to feature community partners. So this weekend, July 11th, 12th, with me is Laura DeCosta, who is with Safe Sports Network. And Laura, thank you for coming in and visiting with me on July 11th and 12th. I'm assuming you have better things to do than to be with Tom Raffio, but this gives you an opportunity to talk about Safe Sports.
I can't think of anything better to do.
Oh, you're too kind. So I think, Laura, I'm very familiar with Safe Sports because Northeast Delta Dental has helped sponsor, but I think you need to kind of take us back. You've been at Safe Sports for over two decades. So what is and who is the Safe Sports Network? And take your time. I think it requires a long explanation.
Well, the Safe Sports Network is the largest program of the New Hampshire Musculoskeletal Institute, which is a 501c3 that's dedicated to youth sports safety and to closing the gaps that young injured athletes might fall through, because we believe that every child should have a chance to reach his or her potential. And we know that for at least half of our children, the path to that potential is going to lead through sports, which is a great thing because kids who participate in sports are more engaged, they get better grades, they're more
stay
likely
out of
to
trouble.
Graduate, right? And exactly that. You know, they are less likely to try drugs, get pregnant, attempt suicide. And so for all of those reasons, sports can help keep kids safe.
And it builds team. I know that in our company, Northeast Delta Dental, I mean, many of our employees played team sports. And I know myself, I played team sports through college. And it's a great way to network. It's a great way to learn how to get along. And It certainly is to me. And I'm a jock. I love it. I realize I'm also on arts boards that you can learn teamwork if you're in a symphony orchestra or something. But sports is definitely a great outlet. Now, but I want to get into detail, but I really think let's get your website information and Facebook information out there, because I think we've probably, you know, sparked some interest already. So why don't you get that information out?
The safesportsnetwork.org.com.net. We own all of those domains, and as well as nhmi.net, which is, again, New Hampshire Musculoskeletal Institute is the parent organization, if you will.
Great. So you've been there 22 years. It started, and this actually, we were talking before the show began, this actually started a little bit before you, so it's been around since 1989?
Yes, it has been. The whole idea happened. Nick Valis was one of the founders. He was at a football practice preseason that year, and there were some really athletic-looking kids standing outside the fence with him. And he said, well, how come you guys aren't out there? And I said, well, our families can't afford the physical. And, you know, you have to have a physical to participate in sports. And he said, well, geez, that's just wrong. I can fix that. And so the first program of Safe Sports Network was free physicals. And very shortly thereafter, a free injury drop-in clinic was started, which continues to this day. And then we started providing on-site care at weekend football games, and that's grown now to where we have an athletic trainer every day after school at 8 different high schools.
Wow. Now, Laura, you know this is New Hampshire, so buzzing in my ear is the listening audience saying, who's paying for all this? Is this our taxpayer dollars? Is this individual donations? Is this corporate donations? So let's pause you a little bit and explain that.
Sure. The organization, we have about just over $700,000 budget. About $500,000 of that comes from donations, corporate, individual grants. Northeast Delta Dental, thank you very much.
And thank you for having us be a little part of it.
Yeah, and then we get a couple hundred thousand dollars from program-related fees. Half of that comes from our continuing medical education arm, which isn't related to Safe Sports directly. Some of our schools, chronologically, the first four schools that we started to put somebody at, we donated that. And then we realized that wasn't sustainable. And so going forward, the schools that have been added pay us about half of what it costs to employ the athletic trainer. And so between the continuing education and the fees from four of the eight schools, that's about $200,000 of our operating budget.
Great. And with the recent last couple of years, there's been a lot of emphasis on concussions. Has that heightened people's awareness of the Safe Sports Network? And while certainly concussions are bad, has this actually elevated the awareness that there is something called Safe Sports Network?
Very astute observation, Tom. Probably the first 10 to 15 years of my existence was kind of like batting my head against the wall. Nobody really wanted to hear that there were sports injuries. And then the combined efforts of researchers in sports and also in military started to really bring attention to this issue. And it wasn't anything we weren't dealing with, but the public wasn't aware of it. And then Mr. Schwartz wrote his New York Times article, and everything's just exploded since then. And concussion is bad, but it's been really a very good thing for sports safety in general to highlight those needs.
So do you feel in the last couple of years that coaches are much more sensitive to it, and in terms of league preparation and emergency action plans and so forth on the concussion topic?
They're much more sensitive to the fact that it's an issue. I don't expect a coach necessarily to know how to do the sports safety part. That's where the professional.
But do they know enough? This child looks like he may be concussed. Let's get him off the field. Or
I think everybody's gotten the word by now that if someone has sustained a mechanism of injury that might cause a concussion, and they seem to be even something as small as a headache after that, yeah, they know, you know, when in doubt, sit them out. And in fact, New Hampshire has a law that requires that action.
Now, you mentioned my good pal, Nick Valis. Is Nick still involved with Safe Sports.
Nick is a member of our board of directors, and his companies are still very big, very important sponsors of the efforts.
So he must, looking at this since he was involved, you know, like you said, by the fence in 1989 or whatever, he must feel really good that, you know, here we are, you know, over two decades later, and that it's thriving.
I think he does. We are working very hard to saturate, if you will, like I said, to sort of close the gaps beneath athletes in our area, and not just the high school athletes, but youth athletes, recreation leagues, and middle school athletes.
Right. So after commercial break, I do want to talk about that newest initiative with middle school sports. So I think it's kind of like oral health. If you start the habits at a young age, it organically will just flow right into the high school. So I'm sure you recognize that.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So in the final seconds we have before the first break, does your organization deal with CPR and AED first aid training for coaches?
Yeah, one of the most important things to realize is even if an organization, a high school, for example, any other school, is lucky enough to have a licensed healthcare professional like an athletic trainer on their sideline, some high schools are running 20 sports in the fall. That athletic trainer can only be in one place at a time. And so CPR, first aid, emergency action plans, and making sure everybody knows how to react if something bad happens can help have a better outcome.
Great. Okay. We'll return after commercial break with Laura DaCosta, who is the Executive Director of Safe Sports Network. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend, July 11th and 12th, is Laura DaCosta, who is the Executive Director, CEO of Safe Sports Network, which I think probably has surprised the listening audience that it's actually been around since 1989. And Laura's been the head coach, so to speak, of Safe Sports Network for the past 22 years. I think more and more parents are becoming familiar with Safe Sports Network with the recent, obviously the recent highlighting of the concussions and so forth. But actually, the organization's been around for like a quarter of a century. So I think, Laura, I know that we have sparked some interest amongst corporations and perhaps individuals to become a sponsor or a donor. So if there's a fellow CEO out there that I've sparked some interest, they would call you perhaps and to get involved?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, whether their interest is in the high school, the youth, or the middle school kids, or education, the CPR, whatnot, give me a shout.
And your number?
603-627-9728.
627-9728. So my fellow CEOs, I can't think of a better organization. And I actually saw them in action. You know that my loyal audience knows that I had Patrick Mulcahy on a few times, and Patrick was the leader of a new games that we call the Granite State Games, which basically the eligible student athletes are between eighth grade and junior in high school, and there was several sports, including soccer and lacrosse and track and field. And I was really happy to see that there was the track and field was sometimes doesn't get the notoriety of other sports like soccer. So the Granite State Games were very successful. They were held at Sunu and at Derry Field. And actually, we're going to be having a wrap-up meeting. And I'm hoping in years to come that more student-athletes, you know, will try out. The competition was great and healthy, and it gets you to know perhaps an opponent that you play against during your high school's season. And since it's broken out into regions, you actually might be playing with someone as opposed to being an opponent. But Safe Sports Network really did a lot of the coordination for the trainers and so forth for the many, many sporting events that were going on. And it was quite impressive. I went down for a couple of days, and it was just very, very impressive. So congratulations, Laura, and thank you for helping out.
We were glad to participate. And it was a big event. We had planned for 180 hours of athletic trainer coverage. We got, you know, sort of lost some of those hours with the rain that happened that Sunday. But it was a big event. We had many athletic trainers that stepped up to provide for the inaugural year of these games.
That's great. And because, you know, in the final analysis, sports are fun. As Laura started with, it's a great way to keep your child and student and athlete organized and, you know, ready to go and ultimately get ready for life. But safety obviously is number one. So on that subject, let's first talk about, you have an event coming up on August 4th, CPR and AED first aid training. I believe that's Tuesday, August 4th, 1 to 5 at Derryfield. So tell us a little bit about that, Laura. And if I'm a coach, do I just show up?
So the CPR, AED, and first aid training events are something that we do several times a year. And this is obviously the one that's happening pre-fall season. It's open to coaches. Please don't just show up. It's best if you give us a call.
Again, 627-9728. I'm going to be your biggest fan. 627-9728.
And I think that we have room for 45 or 50 coaches in that, so it will be first come, first served. And because we're a nonprofit and supported by great community contributions, we pass on the cost of the card effectively. So it's $7 per certification card. I know a lot of CPR courses that you might go out and try to take are $80 or $100. So, you know, we want the coaches to be able to take care of the kids. We're giving our time. You're paying only to have the card in your pocket at the end. And in fact, if you want to come and you don't want the card, you come for free.
So that's August 4th. So it's long before tryouts begin. So there's really no excuse for a coach to be.
Yeah, well, the high school football preseason starts on August 12th.
Okay, so it's a week or so before.
Yeah, it's a week or so before.
So it'll be fresh in their minds, actually.
Right, and hopefully they'll never need it.
Right, but it's always important to have that information. That's kind of like, that's what, in business, when I'm away and at a board meeting or board strategic retreat, and I prepare for everything, and you just feel that much more confident, even if you never need that piece of information. But I know if I'm going to be asked, so similarly, as a football coach or a soccer coach or coach of anything, like, you know that if an unfortunate event occurred, you're ready for that. I think that that makes you more confident in everything you do. So hopefully there's a good turnout. Again, that's August 4th at Derryfield, but do call Laura first at 627-9728 to make sure that there is still a slot for you. Now, you started to say before the commercial break, and I totally agree with you that really, habits, good habits, whether it's oral health or school safety, really start at the younger age, and then organically you can float right to high school. So your newest initiative is middle school sports safety. So tell us about that.
Well, as we've been talking about, we started dealing with high school athletes 26 years ago. And 5 or 6 years ago, we implemented some youth sports safety programming, and we have several area youth leagues involved in that. And we've known, you know, we've recognized that we were skipping over from youth to high school, and that middle school was something that wasn't getting any care. And we were able to make that a focus for 2015. And we started out by identifying which schools we felt we could work with, which, you know, we identified the schools that feed the high schools where we have an athletic trainer. And then we went out and we spoke with each of those schools, their principals, athletic directors, and whatnot, to find out what their needs were. And what we learned was, you know, they're thinking and doing a great job at educating their kids, but the sports safety has been sort of passive. And they don't have things in place that are, and it's not their fault, but, you know, things that are considered best practice at the high school level and above just don't exist yet at the middle school. And so things like having those emergency action plans so that you're prepared, you know, bad things don't happen every day, and so it's really easy to get complacent. But when a bad thing happens, boy, you want to know what your address is. If you went to the field down the street with your practice, and now you need an ambulance, and the first thing the 911 operator says to you is, where are you? And what you have to say is, I don't know. You know, simple things like that with some pre-planning, it's not rocket science. You just have to have those things in place. Your coaches have to know CPR and first aid. You know, you have to know if somebody on your team has a pre-existing medical condition that could be a problem in sport participation. And all of those things we are now calling the sports safety infrastructure. And we've been very fortunate to get great support. The Bean Foundation, Cogswell Benevolent Trust, and I'm not going to try to say everybody, because I don't want to forget somebody, but all of the organizations that have stepped up and said, yeah, absolutely, these middle school kids need to have that safety in place.
And the coaches, the middle school coaches, have to practice it too.
Well, right.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, I always feel like you lose it if you don't practice it. And so that's great to hear. It's coming down to the middle school level, and I congratulate you on the initiative. We kind of began talking about, you know, Nick and the free sports physical. So is that pretty widespread now that your organization has drop-in clinics for this, or how does that work?
We have a drop-in clinic for injury assessment, and it doesn't matter where those kids come from. If somebody wants to drive in from Peterborough because they don't have anybody else to look at their ankle sprain or their knee sprain or what have you, that's fine. It's not geographically limited in any way. And we run that downtown Manchester. The Apple Therapy Clinic there actually donates space for us to to do that. And we staff that with a certified licensed athletic trainer, 3 hours every day after school during the school year, and an hour after, you know, from 3 to 4 during the summer, and recognizing that people can't necessarily get there by 4 o'clock in the summer. If they need an appointment, they can just call and make a different time. But we'll take, you know, the non-emergent, non-urgent sports injuries, we'll evaluate them and say, oh, you know, if you do these exercises at home and come back and check with us in a week, you know, you'll make good progress. Or, you know, it really looks like this needs to be seen by somebody. Is there somebody that you have that you see for this kind of thing? Or, you know, obviously we have relationships with physicians. Can we help you get an appointment? And whether it's with the physicians we already have relationships with or if it's with their own physician, we'll communicate with that doctor on a, you know, provider-professional basis and make sure that the kid gets the care that he needs.
All right, I'm going to put my chair of the State Board of Education hat on, which I do, as well as CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. With the CEO hat, I want other corporate sponsors out there. With my chair of the State Board of Education, obviously one of your roles is to make sure that schools meet basic requirements for sports safety. So how do you, give me some ways you accomplish that.
Great question. Actually, the National Membership Organization of the National Athletic Trainers Association has created what's called the Safe Sports School Award, which sounds like it's related to us but isn't. And
but that's good from a branding perspective.
Right, yeah. It's almost, and this is going to show my age, like a good housekeeping seal of approval. You know, it looks for schools to be putting kids' health and safety ahead of wins and losses or anything else that, you know, might inappropriately tuck its head up in there. And it looks for there to be adequate space, looks for there to be an athletic trainer on campus, and emergency action plans that are coordinated already, you know, before the sports start. And that's what we're planning to bring to the middle school. We're not able at this point to provide for the athletic trainer on site every day, but the rest of that stuff, that infrastructure, you know, we can. And every school needs to be attending to that.
And do ultimately, Laura, all coaches at the high school level sign like a pledge card or something that they affirm their commitment that athletic safety is number one?
There's a national move to have coaches sign the sports safety pledge. All of the coaches, most of the coaches, I should say, at the 8 high schools that we're at have taken that pledge. When we go into the middle schools, we're going to ask for those coaches to do it. But again, it's, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure my kids are safe ahead of, you know, wins and losses.
And that's education, athletics, athlete saving athletes, which I know is a trademark. We're going to have you back again. Safe Sports Network, Laura DaCosta, 627-9728, corporate sponsors, and August 4th for the CPR and other training. Thank you, Laura, for joining me this weekend. We'll definitely have you back. Safe Sports Network. Tom Raffi will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.